there. This is Kanika Tekriwal. I'm the CEO and founder of Jet Set Go.
And hello, this is Madhu Bhandari from Network 18. Welcome to our one-on-one conversation series where I catch up with business leaders and renowned personalities in the times of COVID-19 to talk to them about how they're dealing with business and life. Today, my focus is on a sector that's rather niche, that of private chartered aircraft. Kanika, of course, runs that business, the CEO of Jet Set Go. Kanika, obviously not a very good time for the aviation sector, hence perhaps a worse time for a business like yours that's into niche luxury chartered aircraft. But just before the lockdown, you saw a huge spike in demand. What was that all about, and how much of it were you able to service?
I don't think the demand that we saw pre-lockdown was very real or something we've ever seen in our lives before. Because it was more about people who really wanted to get from A to B and couldn't do so either because there was no connectivity that existed. You know, when India announced lockdown on the private aviation, on the aviation sector, before they did on the rest of the country, a lot of airlines cut capacity, a lot of airlines cut sectors at the last moment. You saw a lot of tickets getting cancelled. You know, it's something we've never seen, like I said before. But honestly speaking, I think we were only able to service about 50 to 60% of that demand, primarily because, you know, regulations kept changing overnight between countries. One day a country would allow you to land, the next hour they would cancel your landing permit. The other problem was, you know, chaos at airports. And we also, as an operator, did not want to spend nights with our crew outside of, you know, home base for the fear of them being exposed to anything. Because the primary focus was ensuring that whatever flight we did it safely without anyone being infected whatsoever.
Yeah, so Kanika, but before the lockdown was imposed, which was quite sudden and quick, there were a lot of demands coming your way, demands from a lot of wealthy people wanting to ferry their kids back from foreign universities, demands from a lot of people to have their parents transported from city A to city B. What sort of requests did you get, and were these, most of these, from the super rich, or were these across the board? What are some of the trends, new trends that you observed?
You know, I'm so glad you you asked me this, because for the first time in my life, in this entire industry of whatever I've served for 13 to 14 years, I saw people who, you know, weren't wealthy necessarily, who weren't super rich necessarily, who probably wouldn't even travel in business in first class, you know, reach out and say, get our kids home for us, or get our parents back home for us. And, you know, it was very, very disappointing to see hear the desperation in people's voices and see what's going on in their families. Because, you know, you had little children stuck not only in colleges abroad, but you had children stuck in boarding schools in India. You had children who had, you know, left boarding schools, gone to their local garden houses or their relatives' houses in the city. And you had college students stuck. And you still have that. I repeatedly get queries from parents who've got kids in Singapore, even now, primarily. And, you know, Singapore, a lot of Indian children are studying in schools. They're minors. So you've got 15, 16-year-olds. And you've got a lot of kids stuck in London and Australia, etc. So, you know, we saw demand like we've never, ever seen in our... I think the most difficult ones were flights coming in from America or Europe into India. You know, where you would get all the overflying permits, you would get all the landing permits, and suddenly you would be told, oh, this country's changed this regulation. So you've got to change your route. By the time you change your route, that this country's changed this regulation, and you can't take a fuel stop over here. So, you know, this, I mean, things kept evolving every hour with no clarity as such. Yeah.
But let's also talk a little bit about how business is doing for you. Of course, aviation is at a standstill, almost a 40-day lockdown right now in India, and might just get extended to more. What are the sort of losses you're absorbing on a daily basis, and how much pain can Jet Set Go really take in the near future?
I personally believe, you know, aviation is going to be on a standstill for much longer than any other part of the world, any other part of our life. You know, I think travel is going to stay banned for some time, and international travel is going to stay banned for probably longer. I mean, let's see where the world goes. But and, you know, that being said, yeah, so we're probably one of the few industries that pays the highest salaries, because we're very, very heavy on manpower. You know, I mean, you need pilots to fly planes, you need engineers to fly a plane. Then you've got aircrafts on leases. So, you know, you've got to pay those payments monthly. So what we've done is, you know, I'm not very fond of this force majeure clause, because I think using it at a time like this is rather unethical. If you stop paying your vendors, or if you delay payments to your vendors, What we've been trying to do is be a little innovative about it. We've been renegotiating a lot of our input costs. We've been deferring some of our fixed payments, you know, making them more capacity based. And also, luckily, as Jet said, go, you know, our model was slightly different. We pay for what we use. So while a commercial airline may have a fixed lease rental to pay every month, we've been a bit different about how we've leased our planes and what project, what sort of contracts we've signed. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be impacting us in a manner where we'll have to really, really go down and take very harsh steps. But yeah, you know, all my projections, our annual operating plan, everything gone for a toss. I don't think this year is going to be profitable. But so let's see where it goes.
So Kanika, everyone's been talking about this post-COVID-19 world, and different business leaders are gearing up differently for the future, bringing about changes in operations, in strategies, in their vision, overall vision for the company. What's that looking like at JetSetGo? What's the crack team thinking about a post-COVID-19 world?
I'm not worried about business. How much are we going to fly? What profit are we going to get? We're all in this together. And I know we'll all come out of it together. What I'm more worried about is, you know, how are we going to change old habits? How are we going to actually redefine the whole experience of flying now? And, you know, that's exactly what we're working on right now. So we luckily have the pleasure of still doing cargo flights and medevac flights, as well as we're flying for the government right now. So the various state governments on important missions. So what we're doing is using these flights, we're building up experience on how are we going to change flying altogether. You know, starting from that simple point where someone hands you your boarding pass, how do we eliminate that touch point? You know, do I want some, my operations staff holding a boarding pass with their hands, handing it over to a passenger who's accepting it with their hands? Do I want my operations staff picking up any passenger's baggage? Are we going to be serving food on plane? Are we going to change seat covers on every single seat after every single flight? What are we doing to, you know, keep our carpets disinfected? So what we're working on right now is, you know, like you said, there's a crack team. We've literally formed a JetSetGo crack team for JetSetGo 2.0. And we're trying to, you know, put together a framework where we don't go by what used to happen or what is supposed to happen. But we say, okay, so this is what we need to do, and how do we best deliver it? The mission is going to be to fly anyone from point A to point B in the shortest, fastest possible manner with zero contact, what, you know, delivery, which is difficult in an aviation world, of course. And, you know, we're also trying to implement simple things like do a temperature check on every passenger. Now, no passenger traveling in a private jet wants to be temperature checked, for obvious reasons. But like I say, it's a new normal, and I think we are definitely going to be able to offer a better product post-COVID more than anything else. Yeah.
Wonderful to hear that optimism from you. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Medu. It's great talking to you. Have a great day.
That's a wrap of this edition of this special conversation. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker talking about business and life in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. Thanks very much for joining us today. Goodbye.